Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Mr. Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Good. I'm
glad.
Good
holiday weekend.
Yeah, nice to get a little break there. And even though we were working on Friday, you know, good to have a couple days and celebrate Easter and kind of kick off, well, officially kick off spring, I guess. I mean, spring really began about a month ago, but. Well, you know, it always seems like Easter. It feels like spring when you hit Easter.
Yeah, Easter's sort of the unofficial start, it seems like. And,
yeah.
You know, the kids are seeing the downhill slope to school ending, and summer's coming, and all that stuff. So
all that good stuff. Well, we got another big holiday coming up tomorrow. It seems like it becomes bigger, actually, every year. And this is your cover story, as a matter of fact, in today's Las Cruces Sun News in the business section. Tomorrow is Earth Day.
Yeah, it sure is. Another Earth Day has come. And multiple times I've done this in the past. I can't remember if I did last year or not. But I like to take a look at the business side of Earth Day and how businesses can be green. You know, it's a big push. There's still a lot of room for growth, and there's a lot of businesses that maybe don't quite understand what they can do. And not that I'm an expert on it. I had to talk to other people to find out. But all the little things, even the simpler things that people can start off with and to start making their business green, and also in doing so, not only helping our Earth, but also helping them in the bottom line a little bit. There are things they can do to sort of save some money. And, you know, one suggestion that a lot of people have is simple things like use paper cups. No, not use paper cups. What am I saying? I got it backwards. Bring your own coffee mugs to work to save paper cups.
Yes.
You know, they say an average office worker can use up to 500 disposable coffee cups a year if they're a regular coffee drinker. And that, of course, costs your company money. And it's things that are being disposed. So, you know, if they people bring their own, say, coffee mugs to work, they can rinse them out, take them home and wash them periodically, whatever, and that sort of cuts back on the money and helps with the Earth. And there's a variety of different things, whether it's changing out your light bulbs, and they will last a lot longer and be more energy efficient. A big one, and we have a lot more opportunities of doing this nowadays, is doing so much digitally. Instead of printing out a paper that you want to look over and read over, you know, just read it on your screen and make the corrections there if you can.
Yeah.
And send emails instead of sending letters or faxes. And a whole bunch of different things you can do. And I know, you know, in our industry, we seem to go through a lot of paper, being a newspaper as it is, but there's also been a lot of changes that we've done even, too, like with using budgets in our morning budget meetings. Instead of using paper, trying to everybody look on their smartphone to find the budget on there. So it's very interesting, and I'm sure you've seen some of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of us use email not only for communication but for saving important documents, information that we're going to need to review again and again. And not only, of course, does that make it, more green, it's more convenient, too, because you can access that information from anywhere.
No doubt about it. That's for sure. And it's hard to imagine life before email and the Internet and all that sort of good stuff that really have only, you know, changed our lives in the last 10 years or so. Another idea is buying local, you know, buying local produce or buying local products, that sort of stuff. Not only does it sort of help the local economy, of course, but that's less stuff that needs to be, you know, trucked back and forth on highways. So less energy being produced, you know, by trucks, by burning diesel, by, you know, exhaust, all that sort of stuff. So even these things that might seem small, you know, you add them up. Business over business in town, and then towns all across the country, they're going to start making a difference.
Absolutely. All right. Taking a look at the profile this week, a very familiar name in Las Cruces and actually some other communities throughout southern New Mexico. Lou Cisparo is your profile this week, operating auto dealerships actually in Deming as well as Las Cruces.
Yeah, no doubt. Lou and his wife, Pat, have been operating these since about 1981. And now their son's on board, too. Uh, it's a family affair. But they're a name that a lot of people recognize with, because they've always been very involved with, you know, New Mexico State University and athletics and also a variety of different charities and stuff going on around town. And that's one of the things that they're always been sticking their hands in a little bit. And, you know, tough enough to wear pink. Pat Cisparo, a cancer survivor herself. That's been one of the things that she's been really at the forefront of helping out. And that's become a real big event every October. So, but they started out with about 21 employees and selling 300 cars a year. And now they have, you know, just shy of 200 employees, and they sell about 500 to 600 cars a month. So this is a business that's really grown. There's no doubt about it. And they see different members of the family have come through and done everything from wash cars to paint walls and different things and grow up in the business. So it's kind of a good read about the Cisparo family and what they're up to. And they're the hook of this also is that this week they're going to be cutting the ribbon on a brand new showroom that cost them more than $1 million to get ready and to put together, and a GM showroom. So
that's right, so. In Las Cruces. I know. I've seen that. I've driven by it there on Bouts. Now their old showroom, I guess, is more the used car area, and then they have a new building for the Buick and GMC.
Exactly. So, yeah. So it's a local success story and a family that moved here to Las Cruces from Michigan many years ago, and now, you know, is one of the best-known names in town.
All right. What's new this week, Brooke?
Well, it's not all restaurants.
All right.
For the first time. We have a pet hotel and daycare that has opened up. Juliana Garcia and her husband, David. They've run a mobile pet grooming business for, you know, the better part of a decade. This is something they've been wanting to do. But with the down economy and the recession, they never got around to it, or, you know, kept putting it off for a while. And now they finally opened it up, and it's called Pet Planet. And they got a variety of stuff for the animals and take care of animals on a daily basis or whenever you might need them to. So that's an interesting thing. You can look them up online. The Valero stores, a couple of these things people might recognize. I had them in last week as well, but I like to try to put them in what's new in case people missed them. But the Valero store at the corner of Elks and Main is up for sale. The parent company out of San Antonio was putting about 100 properties up for sale across the Southwest.
Okay,
so
but
it's one of them.
It's still open though, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's still open.
It's just for sale.
Sure. And the other corner stores here in town, Valero, aren't up for sale, but that one is. And there's a Supercuts has opened up right on Rinconada next to the third Walmart out there on the East Mesa. And there's a shoe store that's going to be starting to come in the Mesilla Valley Mall. It's they have to do construction and stuff there. They just sort of started. But it's a North Carolina-based shoe store, so that's on its way. And
We have a name on that one?
I was going to make you guess, but I guess I won't. No, it's Encore Shoes.
Encore Shoes, okay.
Yeah, they're out of. And they're going to be close down to the Cineport 10 kind of area.
Okay, interesting.
And, we used to have a big shoe store down there before, and it sadly had to close.
Okay, well, we'll look for that. That's certainly probably something a lot of people are hoping it gives them a little more selection in Las Cruces when it comes to shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
Brooke Stockburger, he is the business editor at the Las Cruces Sun News. He's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.